Now, the first major Three Waters reform bill has been approved into law, but Labor was the lone party supporting the controversial legislation. The Water Services Entities Bill passed its third reading in the House yesterday, days after Labor reversed an entrenchment clause that had been entered into the bill. That prompted the Green Party, which of course put up that SOP on entrenchment, to ditch its support. The Greens' Three Waters spokesperson Eugenie Sage joins us now. Kia ora, good morning. So you have effectively, you did vote for the first couple of stages of this, didn't you? You've walked away because of this entrenchment issue.
That's correct. And certainly throughout the bill, we had sought to get improvements. We had other concerns around stormwater going across. We thought there should be seven entities rather than four to have a closer connection with the regional communities. But we did get some changes on the way through. So all the way through, we sought to improve the bill.
It's pretty harsh, isn't it, to walk away over that issue of entrenchment, which was widely criticised by the country's constitutional experts.
It was criticised by constitutional lawyers, yes, it was unfortunate, it was debated during urgency, but for the Greens, the public ownership of Three Waters assets is fundamental, and we thought it met the threshold.
But in terms of the other aspects of this legislation, you clearly, having voted for the first two parts of it, recognised the need for reform here. At its fundamental level, Three Waters, in terms of so the co-management aspects of it and the setting up of these new entities, you do support that?
Yes, we do. But that is the parliamentary process. And through the Select Committee, and again in our Select Committee report, we did highlight the areas that we sought to change. There were negotiations. We didn't achieve all of those either. And now I'm on to the next two bills, which government introduced yesterday, around the consumer protection model and also around the detailed requirements around implementation and transfer.
I mean, does voting against this, does it not bolster then National's case for repealing it, should it be introduced?
Well, the legislation does provide for a review of the governance arrangements after 5 years, and it also provides for a review of all of the legislation 9 years after the entities have been established. So those review periods are provided for, and given all of the work that has gone into this and the work that's continuing, then using those review provisions in the legislation seems a more sensible solution. National hasn't been clear on what its plan is. It just says it will repeal and replace, but no one's saying what it will repeal and replace with.
Yeah, I mean, this hasn't been done out of any sort of spite, has it? I mean, you know, there has been from the outside looking in at Parliament down the road, it looks like there's been an awful scrap over this entrenchment clause. You guys put it up. Labor voted for it. Then, obviously, the Prime Minister stepped in. This isn't some sort of payback, is it?
No, not at all. But we wanted to signal that for the Greens, the public ownership and operation of stormwater, wastewater and drinking water assets and infrastructure is of critical importance. We think it merits being protected by entrenchment, 60%. That didn't happen, and we were signalling that that was really important to us. And again, with the next two bills, which have just been introduced yesterday, we'll be seeking to ensure that there's a strong commitment to really effective operation.